Hello, hi. Can I help you today? Hi there. Thanks for picking up. I'm just exploring your voice AI service to see what you offer. Could you tell me a bit about your platform and how it might help businesses with their customer interactions? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around? Ah, Mary, nice to meet you. I've heard the name Dasha AI here and there, but I'm not super familiar with all the details. Could you share what makes your platform stand out? Like, what kind of voice AI magic do you bring to the table? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up, Mary. Lead generation can definitely be tricky. We often struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversations natural and engaging. It sounds like your AI could help with that by automating calls that feel human, right? How customizable is your system for different industries? Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversations natural and engaging. Sure thing. So reaching the right prospects efficiently means your AI targets the most promising leads based on data and behavior, saving time and effort. Keeping conversations natural and engaging means the AI talks like a real person, using natural language, understanding context, and responding smoothly so prospects feel comfortable and interested. Does that sound like what you're looking for? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Ah, I love that question. In 12 months, I'd imagine our lead generation running like a well-oiled machine, AI handling calls that feel genuinely human, booking qualified appointments without us lifting a finger. Revenue would be up, and our sales team could focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. Plus, we'd have clear insights from the AI's data to keep improving. How does that vision align with what you've seen from your clients? What do you mean by the AI handling calls that feel genuinely human and booking qualified appointments? Why is that important to you? Great question. By genuinely human, I mean the AI speaks naturally, like a friendly, attentive person, not robotic or scripted. It understands context, answers questions smoothly, and adapts its tone. Booking qualified appointments means it connects us only with prospects who are truly interested and a good fit, saving time and boosting sales efficiency. That's important because it keeps our brand professional and helps our team focus on closing deals, not chasing dead ends. Does that match what you aim for with your AI? Tell me more about keeping your brand professional and helping your team focus on closing deals, not chasing dead ends. Absolutely. Keeping your brand professional means every interaction reflects well on your company. Clear, respectful, and helpful conversations build trust with prospects. When your AI handles initial outreach smoothly, your team isn't stuck on unproductive calls or leads that go nowhere. Instead, they get warm, qualified prospects ready to buy so they can spend their time closing deals and growing revenue. It's like having a smart assistant that filters out the noise and brings you the good stuff. How does that sound for your team's workflow? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Right now, one big challenge is scaling outreach without losing that personal touch. Manual calls just don't cut it when you want to grow fast. Also, tracking which leads are truly promising can be a bit of a mess, making it hard to prioritize. Oh, and sometimes our team gets bogged down chasing leads that don't convert, which wastes time and energy. Does your AI help tackle these issues directly? What are all the ways scaling outreach without losing the personal touch, tracking promising leads, and chasing unconverted leads are affecting the business right now? Great follow-up. Scaling outreach without losing the personal touch means reaching more prospects while still sounding natural and engaging, no robotic scripts or awkward pauses. When that's off, prospects tune out or feel annoyed, hurting our brand. Tracking promising leads poorly means we might waste time on dead ends or miss hot opportunities, slowing growth. Chasing unconverted leads drains our team's energy and focus, leaving less time for closing real deals. It's like spinning wheels instead of moving forward. Does that match what you've seen with your clients? Can you go a bit deeper on how chasing unconverted leads drains your team's energy and focus? Absolutely. Chasing unconverted leads means your team spends time and effort on prospects who just aren't interested or ready to buy. That can be frustrating and demoralizing, leading to burnout or lower motivation. Plus, it diverts attention from warmer